Hey, well, I'd like to share with you that we are here at our very last sermon of the family series.
那今天呢，我要跟他讲，就是今天我们是最后关于那个家庭系列的最后一个正道。
Some of you are very glad to hear that. Some of you are sad to hear that.
那有些人可能会就是比较听到这个消息会比较悲伤。
And I know some of the feedback that we got already, Pastor James and I, was that, wow, you guys have chosen some very specific topics to preach through.
我们也听到有人反响，就是呢，就是跟我们讲说，你们选择的这些题目都是非常的特别。
But at the same time, our desire has been to think through and pray through God's word to see how these messages can bless everyone here.
那同时呢，我们的希望也是，就是通过我们的经文，通过我们的祷告，就是。希望这些信息呢能够祝福每一位。
And I'm not sure if you know what today's topic is about.
我不知道你们知不知道今天的主题。
But even in Sunday school, there was a gentleman coming in, and several people started saying to him, 爷爷早，爷爷早。
在主日学的时候，有一个年长的人进来，大家都跟他说爷爷爷爷早上。
And that's like a good morning, Grandpa.
那这个就是跟。
Yeah, same thing. So we were sharing that this morning's topic is we want to see God's heart for grandparents.
那今天早上的主题就是我们想要看到就神对祖父母的心意。
So let's go to God in prayer. Let's ask Him to nourish us with this time.
那我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, we bow our heads because we recognize that we are coming before God.
我们的天父，我们来到你面前低头祷告，因为我们知道你是我们的，你是我们的神。
I know, Lord, that there are a lot of different things that our dear brothers and sisters are facing in their life today.
我们知道，我们今天，我们在座的兄弟姐妹今天都面临很多的事情。
But if they're like me, Lord, we look forward oftentimes to come together on a Sunday.To look to the Lord together.
但是我们都是向往着主日了来到，所以我们能够来到这里敬拜你。
And so, Father, we want to cast all of our cares upon you this morning.
那主啊，我们想把所有的都交托在你的手上，今天早上。
Lord, we look to you to satisfy us.
神啊，我们也仰望你来满足我们自己。
We look for your word to lead us.
我们来寻求你的话语来带领我们。
We ask for your spirit to convict us.
我们来请求你的圣灵来鼓励我们。
Knowing that when we gather together, this is what you've called us to do as believers.
我们知道，是你招呼我们聚集在一起。
And there's a way that you work in our midst when we are together.
当我们在一起的时候，你就会在我们当中做工。
And so, Father, even through this message.A message for grandparents and our seniors.
给我们的祖父母，给我们的长辈们的信息。
Lord, would you revive all of our hearts?
请你更新我们的心。
Revive us, Lord, we pray.
我们祷告你要更新我们的心。
We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. My own.Personal memories when I think about my grandparents.
那我就是想起我们我的祖父母的时候呢，我自己的回忆是这样。
One of the grandparents that I thought about was my 阿嬷。
那我其中的祖父母其中的一位祖父母就是我的
阿嬷
奶奶。
No, I just say 阿嬷。
No.
I call her 阿嬷。Yes, 阿嬷。Say 阿嬷。Okay, that's my mom's mom.
Oh, that's your mom?
That's my mom's mom. It's okay. We just call her 阿嬷. I don't know why, but Chinese names confuse me.
是她的姥姥外婆.
Yeah, but it's 阿嬷. We call her 阿嬷.
Okay.
那这是洛阿嬷, right? And she, you know, she was only like 5 foot tall or less. You know, she's a very small lady.
她是一个比较矮小的
And very, very close. I felt very close to her.
我觉得呢，我和她非常的亲近。
Oftentimes, even in high school, we would play kung fu together.
在我读高中的时候，我们也会就是跟他一起玩跟打拳。
We would do slow kung fu. 哇，擦擦。And we would do that until we're laughing together.
那我们就一直玩着打拳，就一直大家两个人一起笑。
We had a game that we played with each other that we would always scare each other.
那我们有时候会就是一起玩游戏来相互吓着相互。
Yes, at her old age, she would try to scare me.
虽然她那个时候年纪已经比较大了，她还会试着要来吓着我。
Sometimes she would hide behind my bedroom door.
她有时候会躲在我的房间的门后。
So when I go into my room, she sneaks up behind me and goes, ah!
当我进去的时候，她就会从后面出来吓我一跳。
And then I would hide in dark hallways.
那我有时候也会躲在黑黑的这个走廊上。
And as a high school student, I would sometimes even climb up the halls and wait on the top of the hall to jump down and scare her.
我有时候就是在那个走廊上爬到那个走廊的墙上，等她走过来的时候就跳下来吓她。
And she's from Taiwan.
她是从台湾过来
的。So every time she gets scared,
那等每次她吓着的时候
she would say, 西吉娜，西吉娜。I don't even know what that means, but she would always say, 西吉娜。Yeah?Yeah, she's a shigina, and then she's a paulishia ishin, which means like, I'm going to spank you to death, Alex. And so we would always have these fun and games together.
那我们就是以前就是老是玩这种游戏。
And then one day, I was going into her room to see if she was in there. Well, the door was closed, so I knew she was in there, so I opened the door.
那有一天，她房间的门关着，我就轻轻地开了门。
And she was doing what she does a lot, which she was praying on the side of the bed.
那她就是跪在床边上祷告。
And I said, this is beautiful.
那我就对自己说，这是多么美好。
When she's done, I'm going to scare her to death.
那我就对自己说，等她完了以后，我要吓她。
So I slowly came into the room.
所以我轻轻地走进了房间。
And I was waiting behind her.
我就在她后面等着。
When she's done praying,
当她祷告完了后
I'm just going to, wah!
我就大声一叫。
And so I was waiting there, waiting for her to finish.
那我就在后面静静地等着她完成。
But as she prayed,
但是当她在祷告的时候
her prayers became more and more passionate.
那他的祷告，我就觉得他越来的越投入的了。
You could hear it in her voice.
那你从他的声音当中就可以感觉出来。
She was praying with tears.
他流着泪的祷告。
As she prayed for people in our family.
他为我们的家人祷告。
As she prayed for brothers and sisters in the church.
他为教会的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And I didn't even know what was happening to me, but I began to pray with her.
那我也不知道，我是怎么了，但是我就开始和他一起祷告。
I was so moved by her prayer.
我是如此的，我被他的祷告真实的感动。
That when she said Amen,
当他说 Amen 的时候
I could not scare her.
我再也不想吓他了。
Because I found tears in my own eyes.
因为我也在流泪。
And I Amen'd with her.
我也跟他一起说 Amen.
And she still said, 跑你西亚一些。She still says, I'm going to beat you to death. You know? And that is one of the deepest impressions of my ama in my heart today of her.
这就是我的外婆给我留下的最深刻的一个印象。
I was amazed at how this woman prayed to God.
我就是非常的惊讶这位就是这位女性是如何在神面前祷告的
She left me something of immense value.
她留给我的是就是无法估计的这个价值
She left me what you can call a legacy.
她留给我的就是我们可以称作为是一个传承
Because in society today,
因为在今天的社会当中
Society will say that the best legacy that you can leave is a legacy of money or of property.
那今天的社会肯定会说祖辈们能够留给子孙的最好的遗产就是钱和产业。
But I think that most of us would agree that grandparents leave a legacy much greater than just money or property.
但是我知道你们大部分人都会同意我的说法，就是很多的大部分的祖辈们给我们留下的 都是比钱要好得多的东西。
I've seen many grandparents help their grandchildren to learn about life.
我也看到有很多祖父们，祖父母们帮他帮助他们子孙们，就是要学习生活中，生活当中的，学习生活如何生活。
Just this week, I was at a store.
这个礼拜我在一个店里。
And I saw a grandfather teaching his grandchild.To be courteous.
我看到在店里有一个祖父就是教他的子孙如何成为一个有礼貌的人。
Right. He was saying, "Okay, now you say to the cashier, say thank you."
他对着他的子孙孙子说。
孙子 yeah.、
孙子说你要跟那个店里的人说谢谢。
Say thank, and so the grandson was like, "Thank you."
那个孙子就学着说。
And the grandfather said, when people serve you, even the cashier, you tell them, thank you.
那这个祖父就跟这个孙子说，当人家帮助你的时候，你应该跟他说谢谢。
I've known grandparents that have taught their grandchildren many different life skills.
我也看到有很多祖父们，祖父母们就是教了他们的孙子孙女们。学习生活当中的一些技术。
How to work hard in life.
要努力工作。
How to make smart decisions.
要做明智的选择。
How to make some of grandma's best dishes.
如何做饭做菜。
My mom makes a mean 油饭。
我的母亲。
Oily rice.
我的母亲很会做那个油饭 oily rice.
And my wife is so busy.
我的太太很忙。
So I put this task on Bethany.
所以我就把这个任务交给我的大女儿 Bethany.
You need to learn how to make 奶奶's 油饭。
我就跟 Bethany 说，你要学会做奶奶做的油饭。
Because that is what grandparents can provide for their grandchildren.
这就是祖父母们可以教留给就是子孙辈的。
What is the legacy that you are leaving behind?
那你将会传承你将会把什么传承给你的下一代呢？
Although the things that I mentioned earlier are really good things,
那我前面提到的都是一些好的好的传承。
These are all temporal.
但是这些都是临时的。
They do not have everlasting value.
他们没有这个永久的价值。
But faith in Christ, a relationship with God, now that is eternal.
但是在主里的信心和与神的关系，这个是永久的。
So my encouragement to you this morning,
所以今天早上我要鼓励你，
is for you to leave a legacy of faith.
我要鼓励你把你的信心传承下去。
Legacy is a gift.
那这个传承其实是一个礼物。
Passed down from one generation to another.
是从一代传一代一代传下去的。
To leave behind a legacy.
那把你的传承留下来。
Is to pass something of value on that will bless.The following generations.
就是把某一样就是有价值的东西传下去，那这样东西会祝福你的下一代。
And although we may have grown up in a society,
虽然我们在这样一个社会中长大，
that tells us that the best legacy that you can leave is a legacy of money or property.
那这个社会告诉我们，能够留下去的最好的就是遗留给子孙的是你的钱和产业。
As Christians, we know that our mind needs to be changed.
但是作为基督徒，我们知道我们的思维是要被改变的。
And as Christians, we must understand and believe that the best legacy we can leave for our children and grandchildren is a legacy of faith.
那作为基督徒，我们一定要明白，就是我们。能够就是能够传承下去的最好的就是在主里的信心。
So how do you do that?
那你如何能做到呢？
How do you leave behind a legacy of faith?
那你如何才能把你的信心传承下去呢？
Well, turn your Bibles this morning to the book of Psalms.
那我们一起打开圣经诗篇。
We're going to look at, if you would turn to Psalm 78.
78篇。
This is a wonderful psalm.
这是一非常非常美好的诗篇。
As you know, these psalms are songs to be sung.
我们知道诗篇其实都是一些诗歌。
But this is a 72 verse psalm.
这是有72节的一个歌。
You can sing it at home.
你可以在家里唱。
We're going to read verses 5 through 8 this morning.
那我们今天早上要读第五到第八节。
He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach to their children.
因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。
That the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children.
使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。
Verse 7 and 8. So that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。
And that they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast,whose spirit was not faithful to God.
不要像他们的祖宗是顽梗悖逆居心不正之辈向着神心不诚实。
So before I go on,
那在我继续之前
let me just say a few words to us as a church.
那我想呢就是对我们的教会讲几句话。
This is our last sermon in our family series.
那这是我们家庭系列的最后一次正道。
But As we've said to you over and over throughout this series,
但是在这个系列当中，我们一遍又一遍的和大家讲。
We have been hoping and praying.
我们一直在祷告，也希望
that this series has been blessing all of our brothers and sisters and challenging all of our brothers and sisters.
我们也祷告，就是这一系列呢，已经就是能够祝福我们的兄弟姐妹，同时也能够就是对你们有一个挑战。
I know it's very obvious that if we're preaching on grandparents, not all of you are grandparents.
我也知道很明显就是我们今天 在讲祖父母们但是我知道不是所有在座的人都是祖父母。
But I want to say to you,
但是我要跟你说
that all of you need to recognize,
但是你们所有的人都要认识到
that you have an influence over those who are younger.
你对于你对对就是比你年轻的人都有一种影响。
They may not even be younger than you in their age,
不是说在年龄上比你年轻的。
They may be just younger than you in your faith, but physically older than you.
我们是指虽然有些人比你年长，但是在信心上他们比你年轻。
Anyone in faith,
任何人在信心上
you have influence over those who are younger.
任何人在信心上比你年轻的，你对他们都有影响。
But moreover,
但是更多的
I think there's something very significant to a Chinese church.
但是呢，更多对一个华人的教会，我们知道，另外有一个很特殊的。
It may not be obvious to you who are Chinese from overseas.
或许对对于就是我们新来的，就是从亚洲过来的华人，并没有觉得。
But for those of us like me who is born in America, an ABC banana.
但是对那些在美国出生的这些华人来说
There is something very unique about the Chinese church.
在华人教会有一样东西是非常特殊的
That everyone calls each other auntie and uncles.
我们总是相互称叔叔阿姨
You don't find that in a Caucasian church.
你在白人教会是看不到的
You don't call everyone aunt, 阿姨、叔叔
你在白人教会不可能听到每个人相互称这样称呼。
You don't call people, grandma, grandpa.
你也不称呼人家爷爷奶奶。
You don't find this in many other churches in America.
在美国很多教会你找不到这样。
But this is a very special picture within the Asian churches.
那我们在在我们亚洲人的教会当中，这是一个非常特殊的。
Because our children actually grow up in the church, seeing the church as a family.
因为我们的孩子在这个教会长大，他其实已经把我们的教会当做一个家。
And if it is a family in Christ.
如果这是一个在基督里面的家
This is very biblical.
This
is very biblical.
这是有圣经根据的
My children here, I feel, are very blessed to have many aunties and uncles and grandmas and grandpas.
那就像我的孩子们在这个教会里是觉得非常蒙福的，因为他们有这么多的爷爷奶奶、阿姨叔叔。
And many of you have been so intentional about.Helping to lead my children to Jesus.
那我知道你们当中有很多人就是很特意的，就是要帮助我的，就是要帮助我的孩子认识耶稣。
Even in the youth group right here.
甚至在我们的年轻人当中。
There are many of you that my little children, I don't know why, but they look up to you.
那甚至在我不知道为什么我的孩子在就是他们其实是仰望你们的。
我不知道为什么 ，OK。Right, I don't know why, but they watch you. They learn from you.
他们我不知道为什么，但是他们呢，就是他们是看着你，他们也有时候就是向你们学习一样。
They want to be like you.
他们想要像你们一样。
So you see, all of us here in faith as a family, we have influence over those who are younger.
那我们可以看到，就是我们在座的所有的，只要我们是信靠主的，我们就对其他人有。
And so even as we look at these verses, you could take notes on how this applies to us.
那我们看着这些经文的时候，你也可以记一下笔记。那我们如何能够应用这些经文呢
？In these verses, you definitely get the tone of this psalm.
那看了这几节经文，你也能够体会到这个诗篇的这个语调。
That we all have a responsibility.
我们所有人都有这个责任。
To leave a legacy of faith to the next generation.
就是要我把我们的信心传承给下一代。
Grandparents,
祖父母们
this is your greatest privilege.
这就是你们最大的一个特权。
But how do you leave a legacy to the next generation?
那你如何才能够将你的信心传承给下一代呢
？Number one.
那第一点就是
you see it in verse 7?
我们在第七节当中看到
We need to tell the next generation to set their hope in God.
我们要告诉下一代要仰望神
You see that in verse 7?
我们在第七节当中可以看到
That from verse 6, that the next generation might know them.
那这第六节就说到后代子孙可以晓得
the children yet unborn.
他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。
And arise and tell to their children so that they should set their hope in God.
好叫他们仰望神。
And in verse 4, we see, tell it, tell this to the coming generation.
我们在第四节也看到，讲到要将这些事向他们的子孙要告诉他们的子孙。
And then in verse 5,Teach this to their children.
那第五节说要教导他们的子孙。
Your influence as a grandparent is powerful.
你作为祖父母对他们对你的子孙的影响是非常有力的。
Now earlier this week, I was just sitting with my children at dinner.
那这周就是我和我的孩子一起吃晚饭的时候。
And I always like to poll them for some of my sermons.
我总是要和就是用我的那个正道有些正道上的题目跟他们开玩笑。
So I ask them to think.
我就请他们我就要他们思考一下。
How has your grandparents affected you and influenced you?
那我就问他们就是你的祖父母们如何影响了你们。
When you think of them, what do you remember?
当你想到你的祖父母的时候你记得什么
?And then after dinner they shared all these things.
那我们吃完饭以后呢他们和我分享了这些
It was great
他们说跟我说非常的好
A lot of good stuff
很多美好的记忆
There's some bad stuff
但是也有一些不好的
And because some of the grandparents are sitting here I'm not going to mention any names But they said they remember when their grandparents taught them to sing Amazing Grace.
但是他们跟我说，他们记得他们的祖父母教他们唱奇异恩典。
They remember when the grandparents prayed for them and prayed with them.
他们也记得他们的祖父母为他们祷告，并且和他们一起
祷告。They remember which grandparents told them to love God.
他们也记得哪个祖父母教育他们要爱神。
When I was young,
当我年轻的时候
Tai Nai, who is sitting right here, that's my 奶奶 okay?
My grandma.
She used to play all these games with me.
那我的
We play David and Goliath.
我们玩了那个大卫和歌利亚的这个游戏。
She would tell me to be David with the sling and the stone.
那我就是大卫拿着那个弹弓。
And she, even though she's little, she'd be Goliath.
她呢就是虽然她个子小，但是她要扮作歌利亚。
And then she would say, "Let the stone go," and I would let the stone go.
她就教我你要把这个石头弹出去。
And I would use my fingers. This is my stone. Fly into her head. Boom, hits her right in the forehead.
那我就假装用我的手指是石头，
然后就弹到她的头上。And then 奶奶 would go, "Oh," and then I would fall over. Goliath is dead.
然后我的奶奶就假装被击中了，摔倒了。
And she would say.Do you know why David defeated Goliath?
那他就会问我为什么大卫能够打败歌利亚呢
I said, why, 奶奶？
我不知道，我就问我奶奶为什么呢
Because of his stone, because he's so strong.
我就说因为大卫那个石头很强壮。
She says, no.
他说不是这样的。
Because David trusted in God.
他说是因为大卫信靠神。
I remember every book she has bought me to help me grow in my faith.
我记得他给我我记得他买给我的每一本书帮助我在信心上成长。
She would often write, Alex, put your trust in God.
他通常会在书上写着 Alex, 你要把你的信心放在
One of the very first verses I ever memorized.
我就是第一段经文我记得的是
It was the verse she told me to memorize.
就是她让我背下来的那个经文。
That is the effect of my grandma's on my life.
这就是我的奶奶对我生命的影响。
Can you see the influence of grandparents on their grandchildren?
那你有没有看到呢？就是祖父母对他们子孙辈的影响。
You may not think that you do.
或许你不，你觉得你没有这种影响力。
I'm sure if I actually polled my own parents.
如果但是我
if I asked them,
如果我如果把我的父母拉出来
，they would say no. I don't think I've had a big impression upon them.
我的父母肯定也会说的，我并没有对他们造成很深的影响。
But they have.
但是他们其实已经有了。
Grandparents,
祖父母们
do you want to leave a legacy?
你要你想要留一个传承给你下一代吗
You need to leave a legacy of faith.
你应该把你的信心传承下去
Tell the next generation to set their hope in God.
你要告诉你的下一代要仰望神
It sounds simple enough.
听起来很简单。
But the reason why this is so important
但是为什么这一点很重要呢?
is because if they don't set their hope in God,
因为他们如果没有仰望神的话,
they will set their hope in other things.
那他们就会把他们的希望寄托在其他的事物上。
Because if you look at verse 8 and through the rest of the psalm,
那你如果你看一看，就是第八节，还有接下去的这个诗篇。
What we see,
我们所看到的
is that the tendency of people is to turn away from God.
我们所看到的就是人类的这个倾向就是要离开神。
And they want to put their trust in other things.
他们要把他们的希望，就是他们要把他们的信心放在其他的东西上面。
Throughout this psalm, that's the pattern that you see.
这就是我们在诗篇这里所看到的这个模式。
God provides for his people.
神供应给他的子民。
He shows why he is worthy of trust.
他显示给他们看他为什么值得信任。
Yet the tendency of people is to turn away and put their trust in other things.
但是人类仍旧倾向于离开神，把他们的信靠放在其他的事物上。
The next generation has the same tendency.
那我们的下一代也会有同样的倾向。
The next generation will have the tendency to want to turn from God and put their trust in other things.
我们的下一代也会有这个倾向，要离开神，要把他们的信靠放在其他东西上面。
Which is why the psalmist says.Teach them.
所以诗篇才会跟我们说，要我们教导他们。
Tell them.
要我们告诉他们。
So that they will set their hope, they will put their confidence, they will put their trust in God.
所以那这样他们就能信靠神。
So if you're a 婆婆。
所以你如果是一个
or whatever
grandma,
I don't know how to say all those words in Chinese. If you're a grandparent.
如果你是一个祖父母。
Or auntie or uncle,
或者叔叔阿姨
or you are an older brother or sister,
或者你是一个兄弟姐姐
tell the next generation to set their hope in God.
你要告诉下一代要仰望神
The second thing that we see in this text,
那在我们在这个经文上看到的第二点是
we also see in verse 7.
我们在第七节上可以看到
We need to remind the next generation the faithfulness of God.
我们要提醒我们的子孙们神的忠实性。
We see it says, so that they would not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
所以他们不忘记神的作为，要唯要守他的命令。
Look at what it says in verse 1.
那我们看第一节。
Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth.
我的民呐，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。
I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from old.
我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语。
Things that we have heard and known that our fathers have told us.
是我们所听见所知道的也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的
We will not hide them from their children but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒要将耶和华的美德和他的能力并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听
We need to remind the next generation of the faithfulness of God
我们需要提醒我们的下一我们的子孙神的忠实性。
When we think and pray about our church,
当我们思想并且为我们教会祷告的时候
，Do you think about the next generation?
那你会不会想到我们的下一代呢
？Oh, when I think and pray about the church,
当我就是思想并且为我们教会祷告的时候
，Oftentimes I wonder.
通常我会纳闷。
How are we doing as a church?
那作为一个教会来说，我们做得如何呢？
How are we setting up our next generation and their children?
那我们如何在建立我们的子孙后代呢？
And yet I realize,
但是我也意识到
that the blessing that goes to our next generation must come from the past generation.
但是就是我们的就是下一代能够受到的祝福肯定是从上一代来的
Older brothers and sisters who are passing on their faith and the testimonies of God's faithfulness
我们年长的兄弟姐妹们是把他们的祝福并且把他们的见证是传承给下一代
You know, this is one of the most beautiful pictures we have of the immigrant church
那这呢就是一幅就是对我们作为一个移民教会来说，这是一个非常美好的情景。
I have talked to family after family.
我已经和很多的家庭谈过话。
Who have come as immigrants to America?
他们是作为一个新的移民过来的。
But the reason why they've come is so that their children can have a better future.
他们移民来的原因呢，是因为他们的子孙呢就可以有一个美好的未来。
For my children,
对我的孩子来说,
it was their grandparents.
那是他们的祖父们，祖父辈。
It was my mom and dad.
是我的父母。
Who came to the United States?
他们来到美国。
With very little money in their pocket.
带着很少的钱。
Coming to a country that they are not familiar with.
来到一个国家他们并不熟悉的地方。
Trying to provide a better future for their children.
就是因为要给他们的子孙后代一个更美好的未来。
While they themselves are barely surviving.
但是他们自己呢，就是勉强挣扎的生存。
That is many of you today.
那这就是同样，就是我们今天很多人也是这样子的。
And I love the immigrant generation.
我非常的爱这新移民这一代。
Because you were a people of courage.
因为你们是这一代有信心、努力的人。
You were the generation that had the foresight to think about the next generation and the generation after that.
你们这一代是有先见之明的，是为我你们的后一代。 并且接下来的子孙后代考虑的。
You're the generation that was willing to take the risk.
你们这一代愿意承受这个风险。
That you were willing to have it hard.
你有这颗愿意的心。
You were just trying to survive.
因为你也自己在挣扎着生存。
So that your next generation, people like me and my children, can thrive.
但是 为了就是你自己的孩子，并且你孩子的孩子以后能够生活得更好。
And when many of you came to America,
你们当中很多人来到美国的时候，
that's where you met Jesus.
在这个时候你也遇见了耶稣。
And when you came to America,
当你来到美国的时候，
that's when you began to grow in your faith.
你的信心开始成长了。
That's when you began to see God in your life.
那个时候你也看到了神在你的生命中。
Because you met Jesus.
因为你遇见了耶稣。
Because you had God in your life.
因为有神在你的生命中。
Though it has been difficult.
虽然非常的困难。
You have been able to experience the faithfulness of God.
但是你已经经历了神的忠实性。
You haven't been perfect in your faith. I know many of you would admit that.
我们知道就是我们当中我们的信心并不完美。
You would be the first to admit your failures in your faith.
或许你是第一个承认的，就是你在信心上有失败。
But you have seen firsthand God's faithfulness in your family.
但是你也是第一个看到神对你和你家人的忠实性。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
you must tell the next generation God's faithfulness in your life.
你一定要告诉你的下一代神在你对你的生命的忠实性。
You need to tell it to them all the time.
你一定要一直的告诉他们。
You need to tell them the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done in your family.
你一定要把神的美德和他的能力，并把他的奇妙的作为告诉你的子孙后代。
Some of the deepest impressions of faith in my life have come from the older brothers and sisters in this church.
那在我对我来说印象最深的很多的关于信心方面的，都是从我们教会里年长的兄弟姐妹给我的。
There are a few of these older brothers and sisters that I've had a chance to sit down with.
那有几位年长的弟兄姐妹，我有机会和他们坐在一起。
These men and women have walked with God.
这些人都已经和神一同行走。
They've been faithful to God.
他们对神也很忠实。
And when I sat with them and I listened to them tell their stories about how God provided for them.
当我和他们坐在一起，听他们讲。 他们的故事，他们跟我分享神如何供应给他们。
That was their legacy to me.
这就是他们所传承给我的。
So I encourage you.
所以我要鼓励你。
Grandparents.
祖父母们。
Brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们。
Tell your life stories to the next generation.
把你的故事告诉给下一代。
But don't just tell them any life stories.
当然不是说告诉他们任何就是你生命中生
活中的任何故事。Tell them the stories of God's faithfulness in your life.
你要把神对你的生命的忠实性的忠实性告诉他们。
Tell them the stories of how God provided.
你要告诉他们神是如何供应给你的。
Tell them the stories of how God has transformed you as a person.
你要告诉他们神是如何改变你的。
Tell them the stories of who you would be if God did not come into your life.
你要告诉他们如果在你的生命当中没有神的话你将会是如何的一个人。
Tell them how you came to know Jesus.
告诉他们你是如何认识神的。
Tell them of that miracle.
你要告诉他们这些奇迹。
And here's a lesson for all of us younger ones.
在对我们当中年轻的人来说
All of us younger ones
我们所有年轻的人
We need to look up and appreciate those older brothers and sisters who have gone before us
我们应该感谢并且仰望这些年长的弟兄姐妹们
We need to go and seek them for their advice and their wisdom
我们要去寻求他们的建议
May I encourage you to do that?
我要鼓励你们寻求他们的建议。
You need to go and find a God-fearing older brother or sister.
你要去找到一个敬畏神的年长的弟兄姐妹。
We need to go and sit with them.
你要和他们一同坐下。
We need to go find that Jesus-loving older person and ask them about their stories of walking with God.
你要找到一位爱神的年长的弟兄姐妹告诉你就是他们关于神的故事
Talk with them
和他们交谈
Get to know them
要认识他们
Ask them of their stories of victory and defeat
要问他们生活当中的胜利和失败
Show them your love and show them your appreciation
要让他们知道你对他们的爱并且对他们的感激
You seeGrandparents, aunties, uncles, older brothers and sisters, you are so important to the health of this church.
有没有看到我们的祖父母们，我们的阿姨叔叔们，年长的弟兄姐妹们，这就是你对我们这个教会的能够
很重要，对我们的健康，我们的健康很重要。Right? Is that what you said? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I just wanted to.Show off my Chinese. You are so important to the health of the church.
那你对这个整个教会的健康是非常重要的。
In Titus 2, that's why it talks about how important older men and older women are to the health of the church.
那在提多书也提到就是我们这些年长的兄弟姐妹们对一个健康的教会是多么的重要。
This psalm that we're reading talks about the importance of this influence of older brothers and sisters to the next generation.
那在诗篇当中也提到就是我们这些年长的人对下一代的重要性。
Older brothers and sisters,
我们年长的弟兄姐妹
you leave us a model to follow.
你塑造了一个很好的就是模范我们要跟随的。
Just as there are great models of faith all throughout the Bible with their victories and their defeats.
就像在我们圣经上可以看到的这些模范。
You are the model of faith for us.
你们就是我们对信心的模范。
This is the legacy of faith that you leave.For the next generation.
这就是你把你的信心传承给我们这下面的子孙后辈。
Yet, I know the reality that some of you are facing as you age.
但是我知道，就是有很多事实的，就是当我们年纪渐渐长大的时候，我们所面临的一些事实。
Especially some of you older soldiers of the Lord.
特别是我们那些年纪非常大的，我们是神的战士。
You have loved God so faithfully.
你对神的爱是如此的忠实。
You have served God so diligently.
你对神的服事是如此的勤奋。
But I know that as your body begins to weaken,
但是我知道当我们的身体渐渐软弱的时候
as age and illness begins to take a toll on your body
当我们年龄越来越大并且身上有一些疾病的时候
you may be doubting what God can do in you
或许我们有时候会怀疑神能够对我做什么呢
and as a side note younger brothers and sisters we need to learn as a church how to careFor our older brothers and sisters.
而且，对我们年轻的人来说，我们作为一个教会，我们要学习如何去照顾我们这些年长的，兄弟姐妹们。
We need to learn how to support them.
我们要学习，如何去帮助支持他们。
And pray for them.
并且为他们祷告。
Because I know some of them are doubting whether or not they have a place in this church.
因为我知道他们当中或许有些人在怀疑，我在这个教会里还有没有有。还有没有一席之地呢
But my dear brothers and sisters,
但是我的弟兄姐妹们
continue to love God.
你要继续爱神
continue to serve God with all that you are.
你要继续服侍神
continue to let us hear you pray.
你要继续让我们听到 你的祷告
continue to let us hear your stories.Of God's faithfulness in your life.
你要继续让我们听到，就是神对你的忠实性的。
You may not serve God the way that you used to serve Him.
或许你今天并不能像以前那样去服侍神。
But you continue to hope in the Lord.
但是你仍旧把你的希望寄托给神。
Show us the way.
你要把，你的路指给我们看。
Show us how to age in God's grace.
你要把你要让我们看到在神里面我们如何成长。
You may not feel as if you are important in this church.
或许你并没有觉得你在这个教会里是多么重要。
But I will tell you today, as your pastor, as your elder, you are so important to this church.
但是今天作为你的牧者，我要告诉你。你对这个教会是非常的重要。
Please continue to show us what it looks like to love God.
请你们继续显示给我们看如何爱神。
You don't have to serve the way you used to.
你并不一定要像以前那样去服侍。
But you can pray for us.
但是你可以为我们祷告。
You could let us see how you are continuing to walk with God.
你可以让我们看到你是如何继续和神同行的。
Despite what age is doing.
不管年龄对你做了什么
Despite what sickness is doing,
不管疾病对你做了什么
we see you,
我们可以看到你
and you are important to us.
你是对我们来说非常重要的
Also be patient with us.
但是请你也对就是用你的耐心来对待我们
Because, Yes, God continues to change this church.
神一直在改变着这个教会
And it may look a little different than what you're used to.
或许今天的教会跟以往看上去有点不同
But we need to hear from you.
但是我们希望能够听到你的
We need your wisdom.
我们希望能够听到你的就是能够拥有你的智慧
We need your prayers through tears for this church.
我们需要你的祷告
So if you would allow me,
如果你允许的话
There are two verses that I don't even want to teach from.
有两节经文
Because I think the word of God is powerful enough to speak to you.
我不用教你们，但是神的话语是非常有能力的。
But if we could read together Psalm 92.
那我们一起来看，诗篇九十二篇。
And we will put it up on the board here.
我们也会放在这个幻灯上。
Psalm 92.
九十二篇。
12 through 15.
第十二到十五。
Oh, I've been praying this for you, brothers and sisters, this week.
这个礼拜我一直为你们兄弟姐妹们祷告。
So I'm getting moved. I know what this verse has already done to me.
我也知道我非常的感动，因为我已经读过这些经文。
The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. These are the most beautiful, strongest trees.
义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。这些香柏树是非常强，非常顽强。
They are planted in the house of the Lord.
他们栽于耶和华的殿中。
They flourish in the courts of our God.
发旺在我们神的院里。
They still bear fruit in old age.
他们年老的时候仍要结果子。
They are ever full of sap and green.
要满了枝，枝浆而常发青。
To declare that the Lord is upright.
好显明耶和华是正直的。
That He is my rock.
他是我的磐石。
And there is no unrighteousness in Him.
在他毫无不义。
And also Psalm 71.
我们一来看诗篇七十一篇。
Psalm 71.Verse 18 and 19.
第十八和十九节。
So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me.
神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离开我。
Until I proclaim your might to another generation.
等我将你的能力指示下代
Your power to all those who come.
将你的大能指示后世的人
Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heavens.
神啊，你的公义甚高
You who have done great things, O God, who is like you?
行过大事的神啊，谁能像你
Oh, but look at verse 20.
第二十节
You who have made me see troubles and calamities.
你是叫我们多经历重大极难的。
You will revive me again.
必使我们复活。
From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again.
从地的深处救上来。
You will increase my greatness and comfort me again.
求你使我越发昌大，又转来安慰我。
That's why this person praises God.
这就是为什么这个诗人要赞美神。
So may God have blessed you with His own word.
愿神自己的话语祝福你们。
And now, I'd like to ask an older friend.
我现在要请一个年长者长辈们。
我的老朋友。
Okay, 你的老朋友。
An older, wiser brother in Christ.
要在我们一个我们的在组里面一个年长的有智慧的朋友。
I'm going to ask him to pray for us this morning.
我要请他来为我们祷告。
He only recently stepped down as a deacon.
他最近才从我们的长执会中退下来。
But he was our faithful deacon for decades.
但是他是我们一位忠实的长执者好几十年。
Even as he was diagnosed with cancer.
虽然他已经诊断出来生了癌，患了癌症。
And still, his body is being deteriorating because of cancer.
他的身体也一日不如一日。
He has this love and joy towards the Lord.
但是他对神的这种爱和这种喜乐。
He only recently became a very proud grandpa.
他最近就是做了祖父。
But for the last 20 years or so.
但是在过去的二十年
He has been a powerful example to me over and over again.
一次又一次的他对我来说是一个非常非常有影响力的一个模范
Of selflessness.
就是没有自我
Faithfulness.
他的忠实
And Christ-centeredness.
把神基督作为他的中心
Uncle George, would you come up and pray for us?
我们请 Uncle George 来为我们祷告。
谢谢刘长老给我这个机会站在这里。我想很多最近比较来的跟我比较不熟悉。其实我在这个教会大概三四年了，我一直。
I thank Pastor Alex Liu who gave me this opportunity to be here. And for some of newcomers who may not know me, that I have been to this church for about 30 years.
其实在华人教会是两三代甚至四代一起聚会，这是让我们华人感到特别，而且因为大家都是主内的弟兄姐妹，让我们能够更加的能够在一起。
This is so special in Chinese churches that two generations or even four generations can worship together.
我记得比较年我比较年轻的时候， 经常跟跟朱老长老跟朱长老啊，非常亲近。朱老长老他在我们当中多年，他到九十几岁还站讲台。那朱长老过世不久，很多人大部分认识，他们就像我的老朱老长老就像我的祖父，那个朱长老也像我的父亲一样。我们在教会的关系，在不止在教会，在私下都是有这么样一个关系。
I know I was very close to Elder Chu and another elder, and I look up on them, and they were like my parents and grandparents.
因为我自己都没自己从来没有机会见到我自己的祖父母。
And I never had the opportunity to meet with my grandparents.